What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this beautifully honest reaction. So as we know, Simon is still in ICE custody, and apparently the divorce proceedings are going to continue to move forward. They're going to try to get him not out of ICE, but to be able to come to the court so that they can proceed with the divorce proceedings and then maybe put him back in ICE detention. I don't know why he's still in ICE when the fact of the matter is, whether you like Simon or not, he has money. And I'm not saying that the broke people who are being detained by ICE are deserving of treatment like they're getting. But this is somebody who's like going over to Nigeria and Dubai and other places all of the time. So while he's sitting in ICE, I feel like at this point in time, if they don't want him to be in the United States anymore, then just go ahead and let him leave. I don't feel that that's fair, but hey, what do I know? Because Portia claims she didn't have anything to do with him being detained by ICE because it doesn't benefit her to have him in ICE custody. But I guess this does benefit her. So now Tasha K is saying that allegedly she's dating a married man, and not only a married man, but the Nigerian president. Oh my God. So let's go ahead and get into this, guys, because I would not be surprised if her connection to Simon got her into some doors that were open over there where she got the opportunity to meet this man. And just like she went up into Fallon and Simon's house to shake hands or fist bump with Simon and wound up screwing him and marrying him, she probably did the same thing with the Nigerian president. So let's go ahead and get into this. All right, so let's get into this right now.
Portia. So, exclusive. So everyone knows in the industry that Portia was having trouble, has been having trouble financially trying to pay for the mansion that she shares with Simon. Okay, and so Simon has been detained with ICE because she thought it was a, hello, Portia, great idea to apparently, and we're going to say allegedly, have him picked up by ICE.
I'm saying it's very strange. It's very strange that he was detained by ICE, like, really. Especially someone that has money. Those are not the people that are on ICE's radar.
Mm-hmm. So that she could film in the house and they could air episodes explaining what happened between, you know, her and Simon. Right? It's what happens when you take somebody else's husband. You don't know what all comes with him. Fallon was cool with that, but you decided to meddle, you know? And so, like everybody got a little, you know, financial, you know, dirt and issues like that. But they said Portia didn't have a way to keep up those payments on that house at all. And Simon has, even though he's locked up in ICE and detained, he has stopped all payments and he's willing to let the house go.
I mean, seriously, like, why would he continue to, he wanted her out of the house in the first place. Why would he continue to make the payments on the home for her to enjoy when he wanted her out of the mansion? And he feels that because he was disputing the prenuptial agreement, he felt that he was duped by her, and he was contesting the prenuptial agreement and being enforced and wanted to not have her film in the home. And he was able to make that happen. The season has already been filmed. Now, we know she's doing it on her YouTube channel now and also having her baby daddy, Dennis, all up in the crib filming in it. And so, yeah, what incentive does he have to keep paying on it when he doesn't even know if he's going to be able to stay in this country?
She can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know y'all think them housewife checks be paying, but they don't be paying like that. And Portia really ain't got no products like that.
Not for a $7 million home. Do you know how much just the mortgage payment is? We're not talking about utilities and all of the other things that you have done to keep that home up. All for the sake of appearances. And I want to be honest, Portia don't even, she looks like drag queen in this photo. Portia's a pretty woman, don't get me wrong, but she looks terrible right here. I mean, she's looking drag queen. I look at this and I see RuPaul's Drag Race. All right?
Yeah. I mean, they're not selling like they're supposed to be selling. And so this has been talked about for quite some time. And so she's had to think of a way to get the bills paid. And so a little bird put something in my ear. When Simon get out, don't worry. Simon's going to sit down with us, even if we got to go to Africa to get it done.
Yes, I cannot wait for that to happen.
Okay. Yeah. So just stay tuned for that. But
and not that I'm Team Simon. I just want to hear his side of the story, because all we hear is what Portia's saying at this point in time. And yeah, when he was on social media, he was doing posts and things like that. But I really want to hear him speak.
A Portia. Okay. Now, we put out all of the husbands, okay? Over the years, there's been a lot of husbands, but Portia just posted a picture. Some pictures in a very custom, high-end African embroidered dress.
Now, this is one of the dresses that she wore in her confessionals on the show. So this tea is tea that goes back. It's not like something new. Apparently, this is something that she's already been doing. Which makes sense, because we know Portia, her relationships tend to overlap. There really is any gap in between. So let's continue.
It's very high end. It's very expensive. Like stuff like this with the gold and stuff like that. I would say, yeah, I don't want to put a number on it, but it is custom made, right? And then she tagged this photo with Rema, the Nigerian artist. And She had a caption with it. And here's the caption. It says, Queen Bat. Queen Bat. Mm-hmm. And now y'all wonder who is Queen and who is Bat? Why does she have on a custom African dress out of nowhere? Portia has been wearing American clothes ever since she, filed for divorce from Simon. Now, she's been going up over to Africa. She's been flying her and Phaedra them, and they've been over there, you know, doing what they do best, looking for their next victim. And she's particularly been in Nigeria a few times. When you look at her social media, she has been in her American clothes. But lately, she's back at it. And she was doing this when she was with Simon. So it's like, well, who is she doing this for? Who is she back wearing African clothes for? She ain't got no African husband that she with. Who is she doing it for? And so I know Nigeria is probably about to drag me, but I don't give a damn. And we give y'all wine years before it comes out. And so the queen and the bat symbol stands for, hold on, Jasmine. Hold on. Let me get my little... Let's see if they can guess. Are they guessing in the chat, Jasmine? So Portia's latest victim is... Hold on, because you know. Hold on. Are they able to guess in the chat, Jasmine?
No, they're waiting on you. Huh? They're waiting on you.
Wait. Yeah, I mean, what normal person would even look at this caption and even think that that means anything? A crown and a bat?
Now me? All right. So Portia, and we're going to say allegedly, of course, latest victim that happens to be married is Bola Ahmed, Tinubu. Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Now, if you follow politics, Nigerians, you know who this is. This is the current president of Nigeria.
Lord, help me today. Portia screwing the president of Nigeria?
Who just recently settled a $3.4 billion debt that they received during COVID. And I know you're like, Tasha, but what does the queen in the bat got to do? Because Nigerians call him bat. And he uses the symbol bat.
Listen, I'm telling you guys, you might not believe this. You may always, you know, some of y'all are like, all Tasha K does is lie or whatever. She don't know what she's talking about. Listen, I believe it. I believe it. And she don't have no dog in the fight, and she doesn't even watch the Housewives. So let's be clear. This is wine. This ain't even tea. This is wine, because I am like, and look at this dude. He just he recently settled a $3.4 billion debt. Portia is definitely Queen Gold Digger.
Because his name, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is B-A-T. Those are his initials. And when they throw up the symbol bat in Nigeria, then it's like Portia. 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 Now, of course he's married.
Right.
Of course he's married. He's the Nigerian president. I just need to know their reactions to the job.
Look at this old nigga. And yeah, he might be the president of Nigeria, but look at this old nigga. Portia screwing, allegedly. This chick is, she just has a freaking card reader in between her legs and a cash register in between her butt cheeks, because this is disgusting. All for the sake of appearances to be able to live a lifestyle that you can't afford. So you're going to find somebody who can afford you that lifestyle. And clearly, we know that, you know, in some countries in Africa, and I believe also in Nigeria, yeah, you can have multiple wives. So that's not a thing when it comes to certain cultures and countries. But this chick really has no level of low. She wants to live a certain type of lifestyle, and she really believes she deserves it by all means necessary. And I really got to get into my Portia content, because life has been lifing and I hadn't gotten a chance to get around to it yet, but I got so much that I got to get into, and I'm going to start getting into it this week, because I got a lot to share with you guys.
You know, I can't see their comments. This is his wife of 50 years. Okay.
He's been married for 50, not 15. He's been married for 50 years. Married for 50 years. And Portia ain't even 50 yet. And she's screwing somebody who's already been married for 50 years. So how old does that make him? I'll wait. No, I won't wait.
His second wife, actually, her name is Remy Tinubu. They've been married since 1987. They're public, but of course he has concubines. He's the president. And apparently he sent for Portia. And that's what she's doing up over there. And that's why she's doing photo shoots now back in high-end custom African designs. And she's tagging Queen and Bat, because he's allegedly sent for her. And she's been going up over there. Now, the man is old.
Clearly.
But they say them African herbs, you know, I don't know. I know my husband, daddy got three wives and he's still kicking. 90 years old, he's still kicking. He's still throwing dick around. I don't know. But apparently that's who she's fucking. And this is apparently legal. The only difference is it's like she kind of hit it big, and I really think that she thinks she's going to be able to politically move his wife out of the way, but it don't work like that. You're just fucking. Jasmine.
And being paid. So I'm going to stop it right there, guys. You can check the rest out on Tasha K. I'm on with Tasha K. She went live last night and dropped that bit of wine off to us. I am not shocked. She clearly knows how to throw it around and get it to the people that are going to pay for it and pay extremely well. I'm just saying, it may be legal, but she really has no morals. It's just all about the bag. So all of the people who want to go up for Portia and team Portia and celebrating her every move, this is the world that we live in today. People call right wrong and wrong right. So nothing like that surprises me anymore. I mean, hell, look at the freaking president that we have in this country right now. So I want to know what you guys think. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.